Healthy Church, Love Avenue. When we think about the Love Avenue, one word that sums it up is witness. We're witnessing to what we've experienced in Christ. We're witnessing the good news of Jesus. And so when we think about what motivates us to do that, it's not out of fear. It's not a should. Why do we do this? Why do we want to share about Jesus? It's because of his love. It's the love of Christ that compels us to share this good news with other people, people who haven't heard this good news, people who might be experiencing fear. And so when we think about the Love Avenue, it's in response to Jesus's invitation to join him in ministry. This is not something we're pulling up our bootstraps to do. This is not something that is on our to-do list. It is an overflow of our life with Christ. And we do it not just individually, but we do it as the body of Christ, because there's a reason that he's called us to be in community together as his bride. So when we break the Love Avenue down into sub-teams, these are the teams that encompass it. First, we talk about mapping our neighborhood. We talk about making friends and disciples, and we talk about missional activities. Let's look first at mapping our neighborhood. When we talk about mapping our neighborhood, we want to think about the context of where the Holy Spirit is calling us to engage. We want to think about who are the people around our church, what is their makeup, what are their demographics, what are their interests, but we also want to connect that with who we are as a congregation. We want to know what are our unique interests, what is the talent that God has brought into our congregation, and how can we connect and make that bridge with the community around us. And so when we map our neighborhood, we are engaging with the people around us. It's an exploratory period. It's not something that you have to figure out in a day or right away, but it's a process of continually looking at who is in the neighborhood where our church is, who we are being called to be a light to. And it's walking with the Spirit as a church body, not just as individuals in our neighborhood as well, living out being the bride of Christ. And so in a post-COVID world, or even a current COVID world, in looking at our team-based pastor-led model, we saw that we had a lot of going and knocking on doors of physically in person interacting with people, which we can do in a safe way in COVID and also post-COVID. However, we saw that there was an important need to also connect digitally. The world has been a digital world, and it's becoming even more now so. And so to be digitally mapping our neighborhood is not just creating our own congregation Facebook page or social media page. It is engaging in the community Facebook pages that already exist as a neighbor, as an individual, and then you can build relationships organically that way too. What are some interest groups that we have as members of this church that we can join? What are some neighborhood Facebook pages in the neighborhoods that we live in where we can begin to shine light and be the love of Christ? And we can do that physically as neighbors, but also digitally as neighbors, because that's the world that we're living in right now as well. It's not just about mapping your neighborhood, but it's also about being intentional in making friends and making disciples. And this makes it not a project. You know, when I think about why I would want to witness about Jesus to someone, it's not because it's a should or a mandate that I've been told to do. It's because knowing Jesus has changed my life so much that why would I not share that with someone I love? Why would I not want to talk about the joy and the peace and the transformation that he's made in my life personally with the people that he's brought into my life as well? And so in our daily lives, are we sharing the good news? Are we being intentional in the way we live our lives so that we have our eyes open for how Jesus is inviting us to minister to others? Once again, this is not something we're forcing ourselves to do or we're creating an agenda for. Jesus has invited us to join in his ministry. And so do we have the eyes and the intention to see how he's inviting us in our everyday lives? Some ways that people do this intentionally is by, perhaps if you're a family who goes out to Friday night dinner, go to the same restaurant every Friday night. If you're someone who's working from home but maybe can go to a coffee shop, maybe choose one coffee shop and see who else shows up there. If you're someone who works out for your mental and physical health, maybe consecutively go to the same classes and notice who's showing up there too. And if we're living out community within our churches too, maybe we do that with fellow church members. Maybe we go to book clubs together that are not about the gospel, but we're just seeing how we're engaging in our neighborhood. Maybe we go to the gym together and make friends in that kind of way too. It's about intentionality and how we're living our lives. The last part of the Love Avenue is missional activities and events. And when we think about this, it's not just about going and creating a fun event for people to experience. It's about creating a pathway for people to connect from our events and experiences back into the life of the church. So if we're going to bless the children in our neighborhood with a back to school fair, maybe invite them to the next Sunday service to have a blessing put over them and for them to experience being in the life of your church. If we're going to have a camp, let's have it be a neighborhood camp and not just invite people who are already connected to our church, but invite people from the neighborhood to experience the fun and the relationship building, and then also invite them to the next service as well and help them engage with the community and have that gathering and worshipful experience as well. And once again, we come back to reflecting, and it's not a one-time thing. We don't come up with one fun event. Okay, our Love Avenue is checked and done. No, it's about how are we intentionally shining the light of Christ and sharing His love with the people around us. And I know that we are in a time where the world is constantly changing, but I also know that our churches are full of creative people, of people who are filled with the love of Christ and desire to be a light, to be the hope that people are needing in these often chaotic and confusing times that we're experiencing. So I encourage you to dig through the additional resources that we have for our Love Avenue. Also in 2022, we're gonna be focusing on the Love Avenue and helping us think of what creative ways can we be the church in the neighborhoods we're called to.